Forest fires are spectacular examples of nature exerting her will over the landscape. When a fire is in full fury, there's almost nothing that can stop it. Already this year, fires have burned more than 2.6 million acres and destroyed more than 1,000 homes. In Arizona, firefighters have lost their own houses and one fire station in the largest fire in that state's history. Yet some homes survive, despite being in the path of the fire, Joe Palka explains.
The invincibility of forest fires is certainly an image reinforced by the media.
The firestorm rages on across the inland northwest.
Usually what follows are appalling pictures of trees and houses engulfed in flames, but those pictures don't tell the whole story.
This image of houses just suddenly bursting into flame is actually fairly rare.
Jack Cohen studies forest fires at the U.S. Forest Service's Fire Sciences Lab in Missoula, Montana. Cohen says for a house to burst into flames, the burning trees have to be right next to the house. If there's at least some distance between the house and the trees, the house will survive.
That distance from even severe fires, the kind of fires that are awesome to watch, is only on the order of about 100 to 200 feet at the maximum.
Cohen says one of the reasons non-experts tend to misjudge a fire's immediate threat is that they use their senses. Now, our senses are good at identifying a potentially harmful situation for us, but they aren't designed to identify what will harm a wooden structure.
For example, an exposure that would produce a second-degree burn on our exposed skin would take over 27 minutes for an ignition on wood to occur, and so we are greatly more sensitive to the heat from the fires, and therefore our intuition and our perceptions are very much guided by that.
There's another curious fact about flames in a forest fire. They're not all that hot. Oh, sure, they're hot enough to set a house on fire, but Cohen says there are other things that burn hotter.
For example, a candle flame burns at actually a slightly higher temperature than what you would expect from a large forest fire. So where the candle flame may be achieving on the order of 1,200 degrees Celsius, most of the wildfire flames are burning on the order of 900 to 1,000 degrees Celsius. So the reason that the candle flame isn't burning our house down is because it's not very large, not because it's not very hot.
Another thing people sometimes fail to realize is that burning trees are not the only thing that can set homes on fire. Frequently, winds blowing fires will send burning brands of wood flying up into the air in what Cohen calls a brand blizzard.
Essentially a snowfall kind of analogy, but instead of snow, it's burning embers of various sizes. And those can pile up in corners around the house and begin the combustion process.
Cohen says these embers may cause a small burn on your skin and are easily brushed off. But when they pile up on the roof of a house or along a deck, they can preheat the wood, making it ignite easily if the stray spark comes along. Cohen says embers are frequently to blame when a house burns down, even when it's not in the direct path of the fire. And that suggests a strategy for protecting homes. Have firefighters come in after the main fire has passed and try to put out those embers before they cause structural damage. Todd Schulke is a fire expert who works with the Center for Biological Diversity in Silver City, New Mexico. He says Cohen's ideas make sense, since firefighters can't do much in the thick of a forest blaze.
When there's a big fire rolling toward them, it's extremely dangerous. And oftentimes when the conditions are that extreme, firefighters pull out and go to a safe area. So if the home site is prepared properly, they can come back in fairly quickly from that safe area and put out these small spot fires that are caused by brands.
Schulke says forest fires will always pose a threat to nearby homes. But by building homes with a treeless buffer zone between the house and the forest, it should be possible to protect more homes in the future. Building them with less flammable materials will help, too. Joe Palka, NPR News, Washington.